We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
There's a Pain in the Grass alum, Jane's Addiction, on the rock. This year, lineup strong. You're going to see Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, and Anthrax, along with Pop Evil, Stitched Up Heart, and our friends in Window Pane in the Grass.
That is correct.
2016. That is your Pane in the Grass 2016 lineup, going down Sunday, August 21st to White River Amphitheater. Get your happy hour and a half tickets now. That's us doing some outdoor drinking for a full 90 minutes. We got a private bar off to the side. We're going to give you your first beer on the house. We got a t-shirt for you, some devil horns, and a little chance to get away and hang with us during Pain in the Grass 2016. Yes. All the details on the Men's Room Happy Hour and a Half Party are at KISW.com. All right, in the meantime, we've got the game known as Big Dummy. We will take a quick break, come back with a brand new contestant, and more of Big Dummy next.
Now, back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Yes, the game is Big Dummy. You have a quiz for Ted?
I do. Okay. I do. We're talking about, foods, there's foods that they put black people on the front, right? Mm-hmm. So you got your Aunt Jemima's, Uncle Ben's, all that. Then, food that put white people on the front, and Sarah Lee, Little Debbie, and all this. And we were like, imagine if you tried to make a meal just based on the races that you had.
Sure.
So I don't have a lot going for me, but I do have Famous Amos cookies.
Right.
The George Foreman Grill, and most importantly, the Deion Sanders Hot Dog Express.
Yeah, but those are just vehicles to cook with.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And even then, I have to buy Oscar Mayer's hot dogs.
All right, so quick quiz here.
All right, Ted. Are these famous people, these famous food mascots, are they real people?
All right.
Uncle Ben.
Real.
Yes, indeed. He is, in fact, Uncle Ben. Aunt Jemima.
False.
Not real. Totally make-believe.
Yep.
The man featured on the Quaker Oats can, the Quaker Oats man.
Fake. He's got to be real. Isn't that William Penn?
Fake.
Oh. He just made up some Quaker.
Wendy.
Real.
The Morton Salt Girl.
Real.
Not fake. Real. She's fake. By the way, I'm just reading here. Over time, the Morton Salt Girl, her, she's wearing the dress, holding the umbrella. Mm-hmm. Her dress has gotten progressively shorter over time. The Sun-Made Raisin Girl.
Oh, she's got to be real, man.
She is, in fact, real.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think she's real?
Because they're raisins.
Why lie about it?
Right?
Why lie about a raisin? All right. Little Debbie.
Real. She's a little bigger now, though.
Fake?
Real.
Oh, Little she Debbie's real.
Little Debbie real. Betty Debbie Crocker.
Real. Fake.
Not real.
Ah!
Isn't that the one that breaks your heart, though?
Oh, terrible.
Like Betty, I grew up thinking you were some, like, incredible chef lady, man.
Okay. The red spoon and everything.
Right. Yeah.
But you've never seen a Betty Crocker. It's always just name alone.
Quick quiz, white or black?
Okay.
Some of these obvious. Chef Boyardee.
White.
White.
Debbie Fields behind Mrs. Fields.
Ooh,
white.
I'm going to say white.
White. Palo Alto, California.
Oh.
Marie Callender.
White.
White.
White. Wendy.
White.
White.
White. Ginger. Famous Amos.
Black.
Black, correct. Ben and Jerry.
White.
Both white.
White and white.
Joseph A. Campbell of Campbell's Soup Company fame.
White.
White. Oscar Mayer.
White.
I guess.
How do you guess?
I guess he's white enough. He looks like he might have something
white
else
enough.
In
him. White enough to pass.
White enough to be white, I guess.
I mean, creative.
In a Babe Ruth way. You know what I mean? He looks white. Nathan Handworker, the man behind
white.
Nathan's famous hot dogs, is white. All right, how about Henry Hines?
Oh, Oscar Mayer was German.
Yes, he was.
Da.
Sarah Lee.
White.
Oh, white. Well, Chef Boyardee was Italian.
Sarah Lee from Chicago. Jerome Monroe Smucker.
White.
That's
gotta be a black guy.
Dude, the jam guy?
I feel like when you hear Monroe Smucker at the end, I'm thinking,
that's why.
Actually, Jerome?
He began pressing cider in 1897 in Oroville, Ohio, using apples from trees planted by Johnny Frickin' Appleseed himself.
Of course he did.
He's white.
Jerome Monroe Smucker.
How about George A. Hormel? He opened up his first pork processing plant in 1891.
White.
Hormel chili guy? Yeah, white as they come.
Right, he opened up a plant in 1891. Right,
like white. Just not black.
Yeah. All right. Do we have another contestant ready to play the game?
I don't feel like Hormel chili. Mm-hmm. Are they famous for just chili and canned hams?
Can you think of anything else? I can't.
Here's a couple more.
All right, what else?
Godfrey Keebler.
White.
White guy, man. He's got elves.
Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, white.
White people, we own the popcorn. Because Newman's.
Yeah.
For sure. Jimmy Dean.
White.
White as can be.
No, not white. White.
And finally, Duncan Hines.
These days, it would be a black dude, but I'm guessing
white. Golly. Yeah, there you go. Duncan. All right, the game is Big Dummy. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, James. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Petrola.
Hola.
Big Dummy.
All right, James.
I'm good. Hey, what's that Lance Pepper? That fighter flag.
What's that now?
Just talk right into the phone, James.
The Lance Crackers. They make it out. They buy them at the convenience store.
Lance Crackers?
Yeah.
If I hear the name Lance, I just assume what.
Yeah.
Although there was Ted Lance, who was Isaac in Love Boat, so I don't know.
I have a buddy, Lance. He's pretty white. Mm-hmm. Pretty got a mustache. White.
All right, James, you on team and sober everything. Or not sober today?
Not sober.
Not sober, James.
Sober.
Sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right.
We're not the cops. You can tell us the
Again,
truth.
Again, if the cops pull you over, do a better job. All right, James, here's your question. What South American country do Brazil nuts come from?
Belize.
Close, Bolivia.
Bolivia.
But not Brazil, of course.
Not Brazil.
All right, James. Here's your question. There was a boat called the Demeter. But the Demeter was the name of the ship that brought which horror figure to England?
Ben Franklin?
Benjamin Franklin, the horror figure.
Jack the Ripper?
No. Good evening.
Dracula.
Dracula.
All right, question three, James.
Came from Wellington, New Zealand. Mm-hmm.
I thought you said historic.
That's historic. That makes it funnier. All right, the moon Ganymede. Ganymede is the largest moon of which planet?
Neptune.
Jupiter?
Jupiter. I knew Ben would know. See, Ben and I dorked out on this.
It had to be either Jupiter or Saturn.
Right. And isn't that moon bigger than some planets? Wasn't it bigger than Pluto or something at that time?
I believe it might be bigger than Pluto. I don't know
if Titan's bigger. I don't know. There are some big-ass moons out there.
I think Titan is the biggest. I think. Let's see. If you're in Australia, what animal are you eating if you're eating what they call underground mutton? Huh. We brought up this animal earlier today.
Koala bear?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That's real underground mutton.
You sick, James.
Kangaroo.
Goats?
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Oh, they live underground.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Question five, James.
I need rabbit right now.
Underground mutton?
Mmm.
Somebody cook me up some rabbit.
Underground mutton. To me, it sounds like, you know, a euphemism. I have some underground mutton. Every now and then. All right.
Hope you wrapped it up, brother.
Protecting myself and enjoying some underground mutton. Mutton chops. All right. What two states are to the north of the Mason-Dixon line?
Directly above the Mason-Dixon line?
Directly above.
It's right at Maryland. Pennsylvania?
That is one.
This hurts. New Jersey.
Oh, man, not a bad guess. Pennsylvania and Delaware.
Delaware. We're going to Delaware.
And Delaware just ruined
Delaware's above it?
Just above it. Just north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Arguable. It was difficult to put together because the line goes horizontal and then does go vertical along Delaware. So technically it's on the top, quote-unquote, side of it.
Well, it's whatever you guys think.
Sure.
Hell, I don't know.
We don't do facts, James.
We established that earlier. Let's see. Author Thomas Harris. He created what cannibalistic horror figure? Horror. Not historical. Yes. Horror figure.
It sounds like Hannibal.
Like, there you go, James. Man. It only took you six, but you finally got one right in the game known as Big Dummy. All right, let's see here. Coming up on the program, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has every state's signature food items. But first, do we have time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Our email's brought to you by Elysian Brewing, Proud Brewers, the Men's Room Original Red, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
Silver and bronze medal winner at the Great American Beer Festival and available in cases at your Washington area Costco locations and also in 12-packs at your local grocers. Guys, can I get a fish sandwich and a you like that for my birthday? Thanks, guys. That from Ryan.
Fish sandwich.
You like that? You like that?
Guys, today's my husband Chris's birthday. I believe you know him as Motown Chris. He's a huge fan of your show. Even though he recently moved to Detroit, he still listens every day. Before he dragged me away from Washington, he bought 4 cases of Men's Room Ale because we knew he wouldn't find it here. Besides the fandom and the beer, he's a pretty remarkable dude. He accepts my children as his own and loves them as much as I do. It would make his day if he could hear a Leroy Jenkins and a fish sandwich. Please help make Motown Chris's 50th birthday a memorable one. Thanks for considering that from Brat Girl.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Fish sandwich.
I'd like to give a birthday shout out to the most terrific husband a girl could ask for. Randall the party animal. Could you please give a take off the leash followed by an Alan Thicke? I'm looking forward to celebrating this weekend in San Diego.
Whoa.
Expect a postcard. That from the lovely Amanda.
It's time to take off the leash.
Uh-oh, look out.
Old Vichola's longtime listener here.
That one goes together well.
Just wishing my wife, Courtney, a happy 23rd birthday. We love the show and she needs her daily dose of a regular fish sandwich. Don't forget the birthday song. Thanks, guys. Stay beautiful for Aletha's sake. That from Josh.
A filet of fish sandwich.
Guys, it's Jess from Graham. It's my birthday. I'm 23 and older than dirt, so it feels like. Thank you for all you guys do on the station. I grew up listening to The Rock with my dad, and he's listened since you guys came on the air. Can I get a fish sandwich?
I'll have a fish sandwich.
What's up, bitch? Today's my girlfriend Nida High's 26th birthday. Recently got her hooked on you guys and had her download the KISW app, so hopefully she's listening. I want to let her know that I really appreciate everything she does for me and my daughter, and I know that she, hope she has a wonderful day. Today is your day, boo, so just relax and do nothing. Except for wash the dishes. You know I can't stand doing that crap. Anywho, can she get a Vietnamese from the Ted Smith? Thanks, guys. That from Guam's son.
Vietnamese.
Hoping you guys can help me celebrate my 31st birthday with an Alan Thicke and an Al Splat. That from Ryan.
Uh-oh, look out.
Happy 30th birthday to my very pregnant sister, Tori. Enjoy your last quiet birthday. Love, Holly. Can I get a, is it too early for a fish sandwich? That from Holly Rose.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
Can we humbly request the birthday song for our buddy Adam turning the big 4-0 today? Adam, also, since Adam is a football fanatic, could we get a Shannon Sharp fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. Rock on. Stay beautiful. From Sean and Eric in lovely Victoria, Canada.
I don't normally serve anyone a fifth sandwich, but it is the NFL draft.
All right, here you guys go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yesterday, I can't remember, how did we get on the subject? I believe we were talking about, I don't know how we got into Wisconsin, but the subject of the town known as Fond du Lac.
There was a radio station.
Oh, that's what it was. Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac, right.
Fond du Lac.
Then we started talking about fondue.
Yeah,
we
they make fondue there. They invented it.
Mm-hmm.
Fond du Lac did.
Guys, yeah, I grew up in Wisconsin, and I just cringed as you butchered that name.
Oh, good.
It's Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac. Love the show. That from Josh.
We're here to make you cringe.
Fond du Lac.
Man, we could do that with anywhere. You could take us anywhere.
That sounds like Klingon.
Anything that's native to
Fond du Lac.
I will butcher it. Guys, my aunt went to school with someone named Gretchen Rottencrotch.
Mm-hmm.
That was her pronunciation. I had a coworker who was from Taipei whose name was Johnson Wang.
Ooh.
Guys, I worked at a private golf club in high school. We'd load up the carts with the members' golf clubs. They would walk up to the doorway, simply say their name, and we'd pull their clubs from storage, then load them up on the cart. Best was on Ladies' Day, Tuesday. Woman whose husband's name was Harry Bush would come up and simply say, Mrs. Harry Bush.
We've heard that about
bitches way back in the online AOL days, pay for the hour internet. I met this girl in a chat room from Yakima. This is on dating. So I decided to hook up. Drove the whole way to pick her up, take her to my family's vacation home for the night. Ooh. We hang out, have lots and lots of sex. After the last time for the night, she wanted to go outside and smoke. So wrapped in towels and nothing else on, we go outside. While we go outside,
A gust of wind blows the front door to the single wide trailer shut. So we're basically stuck in the middle of nowhere, pre-cell phone era. Our only options were to drive back naked and ask my uncle for a key or break into the wing window of the back door. Needless to say, we broke in. No one to this day in my family knows it was me who broke into the place. Good times. That's from Charlie.
Damn.
Ah, let's see. What do we got here? Oh, man. I'm doing this for, let's see. Is this what I want to do here? Yeah, I'll say that one for tomorrow. Let's just get to these real quick so we have a few.
And now, the Men's Room presents...
Go F*** Yourself!
Hi, guys. Let's go fund yourself. Go fund yourself. Guys, I'm doing this for a friend. Her son had a horrific and has a horrific case of autism. She's a single mom trying to support her son while attending college. If you click on KISW.com and go to the Men's Room page, you'll see the link for our GoFundMe segment there, along with all of these, just so you know. A big fan of the show. I hope you'll give a shout-out to the Humane Society of Mason County for our annual auction coming up Saturday. The event will be held at the Alderbrook Resort and Spa. Sounds very nice.
Mm-hmm.
The Alderbrook Resort and Spa in Union, starting at 5:30. Tickets include a sit-down dinner, sorry, no fish sandwiches, and an opportunity to bid on great silent and live auction items, including trips, autograph hawks, and sounder stuff, and much more. All proceeds from the auction go to the Shelter Building Campaign and the Spay and Neuter Program. So you can go to KISW.com in the Men's Room page again there to hook that up. Another one, guys, my cousin Danny Rogers Jr. struck by an oncoming car at the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. Three of his grandkids were in the truck with him and are shaken up but okay. Danny's fighting for his life. Please, Rockaholics, go fund him. He's the hardest working guy and great dad and grandpa. Thank you and rock on. And finally, my name is Brendan. Please help my wife. She is not a fan of your glorious radio program. I, however, am the opposite. My work keeps me from tuning into the whole show, but I listen when I can, mostly during the afternoon drive. I love Big Dummy. Anyway, I joked about emailing the Men's Room and asking to share our March of Dimes family teen page to help us reach our fundraising goal, despite her lack of fondness for the Men's Room. She said she would listen to the show every day for an entire month if we shared this with the audience. This is our third year fundraising. We really appreciate our support. Claire turns three on Mother's Day this year. She was born 14 weeks premature. They had a kid with a lot of problems. March of Dimes stepped in. And they support families in the NICU as well as provide food funds for researching the prevention of premature birth and birth defects. So if you go to KISW.com and click on the Men's Room page, you'll see the link to GoFundMe if you'd like to help out with the March of Dimes as well.
You know, and here we are, right? Nice guys. This is what we choose. Your wife does not like nice people. I just want you to remember that. Mm-hmm. She does not appreciate nice people.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Chef Ted on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has every single signature food from every state in the union. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Takes it.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Sherlock.
Nice.
Childhood obesity rates exploding in rural China thanks to junk food from the West.
Well, no, Sherlock.
You're welcome.
You might remember earlier this week. It's a ridiculous story. Earlier this week, a guy in D.C. robs whatever. Gas station, convenience store, I don't know. But the cops start chasing him, and dude jumps over a fence. He does not realize that he has jumped over the White House fence. Secret Service, a little different than the cops, made a situation much worse. But we keep hearing about people jumping over the fence at the White House. So today's headline, fresh off the presses, Secret Service. We're making White House fence taller and stronger.
No, Sherlock.
People hop that fence, what, like 8 times a year? It's finally just hitting you now, like, maybe we can make it a little taller.
It is pretty far away from the house, though.
I know,
people clear that fence, but there's no shot you're making it to the house.
You never know, Ted.
Just saying.
You never know.
They're on that roof.
If you live locally, you know this to be true. I-5 commutes could take 50% longer during viaduct closure.
Oh, no, Sherlock.
That's going to be brutal.
Yes, it will. Men and women go to very different people for relationship advice.
Come on, no, Sherlock.
Yeah, like, we go to Johnny Walker, Jack Daniels.
You go to Ben and Jerry.
Jim Beam.
Jose.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, when Jose gets involved, we're deeply thinking about something.
I look to pizza.
Look to pizza?
I like pizza all the time.
Mr. Zuh. Yeah. Pete Zuh, yeah. All right, let's see here. FBI would gain new hacking power if search warrant rules are changed.
No, Sherlock.
Like, more people would kill each other if murder were legal. Like, no effing kidding.
That is Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, I was reading the headline. FBI would gain new hacking power if search warrant rules are changed. Well, sure. Don't change them that way, then. Nearly 90% of Americans believe the average wedding costs too much.
Good God. No, Sherlock.
90% of Americans. 100% of men, and then whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean,
That's just the average wedding.
Yeah,
whole industry is so crazy to me. Because everybody agrees, and it's like, but then when it happens, it has to be big and expensive for you.
It doesn't even have to be big, but it'll be expensive.
It's expensive, yeah.
The problem is, if you're dishonest about planning a thing, you can save money. So you could go to a florist and say, hey, man, I need 10 dozen whatever kind of freaking flowers are going to put on the table. Well, is this for a wedding? Once you say, yeah, you're paying more.
Yeah.
This for a funeral, yeah. If it's just because it's what I want to do, I'm having, I don't know, a family reunion in my backyard, somehow it costs less. Don't tell anyone it's for... Ladies, when you buy a wedding dress, tell them it's for something else.
It's for a joke. We're having a...
It's just the gag.
It's for a pub crawl.
It won't cost as much. If you say it's for a wedding, you can go to the grocery store and grab a Snickers bar. That'll be $1.19. All right, I'm picking it up for a wedding. Oh, we're sorry. That's $7.50.
Have you heard here's the other point I think that sucks about weddings. If it's not a bachelor party and I have strippers in my home, I'm a pervert.
Right.
Yeah, otherwise, you're just blowing out some steam.
Yeah.
All these things.
Right.
We continue. It's time to admit that Republican voters want Donald Trump as their nominee.
Seriously? No, Sherlock.
What gave it away? The fact that he keeps winning their vote? Like, what other evidence did you need, man? God.
Oh, that he's crushing it in the primaries?
But see, it freaks me out just in the sense of, like, look, people keep voting. They keep saying they want this guy. So there's no question that's what they're saying. They keep voting that way. So if you didn't know that in advance, do you think it's going to blow their minds when we actually get to the presidential election? Like, that's kind of how we do it, see? We continue. Casual hookups lead to STD explosion.
Son of a bitch. No, Sherlock.
Well, yeah.
Instead of professional hookups.
Again, I'm not sure who this applies to or how many people. Experts warn against healing baby umbilical cord with cow dung.
Well, no, Sherlock. Well, no. I had to double that one.
Charles Koch says system is rigged in favor of the wealthy.
No, Sherlock.
Obama says to Black Lives Matter, yelling is not enough to achieve progress.
No, Sherlock.
Could they hear him?
Not over the shouts. You ever been to a movie theater, brother? Personal grooming shouldn't be a public activity.
Hot damn, no, Sherlock.
Who's doing that?
I don't know.
You mean personal grooming?
It just says personal grooming shouldn't be a public activity. That is the headline.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Testing alone won't make good readers.
No, Sherlock.
Now, this is the headline. Stoners, fatties, and a chronically hungover help McDonald's.
No, Sherlock.
Where is that from?
New York Post.
I love it.
Damn.
Stoners, fatties, and chronically hungover help McDonald's. Firms that paid for Clinton speeches have U.S. government interest.
That's just amazing. No, Sherlock.
Never heard chronically hungover.
Yeah, chronically.
You're a chronic alcoholic. Right. Like,
no. He's chronically hungover. He's not chronically hungover.
He doesn't have a drinking problem. It's the next day.
Right. He has a hangover problem. He can barely handle that.
What's the first question you ask me when I come in with it?
Oh, McDonald's?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right. I always go, what'd you do last night?
And what do you always say? Blah, 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 blah.
In here, then went there.
One thing
there.
Led to another.
And finally, there. I'm going to end it with this. This is from April 22nd of this year. Sugar and carbs both play a role in diabetes.
Well, no, Sherlock.
All right, thank you, Steve. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes, every state's signature food item. That's coming up for you next.
We now return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Tomorrow on the program, Bad Joke Friday. Ted versus the FCC is back. And, of course, Bad Choice Friday as we get ready for the Shot of the Day into the weekend. All right, still to come today, profile this. We've got tickets to Bill Engvall coming up. We will drink and we will toast, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
There they go. Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. Hope everybody's enjoying their complimentary champagne and starters.
Nice touch.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking champagne today. The audience was getting all riled up. So, you know, I talked to one of the chefs backstage. I said, hey, you know, not a head chef, one of the sous chefs. And I said, hey, go get a couple cases of champagne. We got to lube up the audience.
I like that, man. I like when they bring around sometimes some cheese or they have like a deviled egg that everybody gets or just a little something.
What I like about your champagne, instead of being bubbly, it's just one large bubble in the middle.
Yeah.
One large unbreakable bubble.
Yeah. That way it bubbles longer.
Right.
My idea was to have one of the Costco people like stand in the corner of the aisle like they do and just, you know, cook up something delicious, but you passed on that. I thought that was genius.
That is a genius idea.
Whatever they got in that little, you know,
electric skillet. Dude, it was a great idea. I couldn't push it through legal.
All right.
I mean, you know these things happen.
Wouldn't it be great to just have that woman in your office all the time?
Yes.
Like, you just walk by, she's got toothpicks, small plates. Like, here.
You know my buddy.
Winnie's, thank you.
You know my buddy,
God,
Matty C.
That's so good.
He's had this theory for years. The place would be a better world. Well, everywhere would be better if those people were just on the street. Hmm. You're just walking to work, like, right, you know?
I need a cocktail, Winnie.
Here, try an egg roll.
I'm going to get a bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Right? Try, you know, try this piece of toast with butter. That sounds plain and terrible.
I bet it would be delicious, though, if she made it for you.
Yeah.
A piece of toast with butter. Thanks. Mm.
Well, you know, I think toast is always better.
How did you do it?
What's your secret, man?
I mean, real
this is
butter.
Toast with butter.
Real bread.
I do sometimes judge a breakfast place on whether or not my toast comes buttered.
Is that good or bad?
In my
it's
world?
Great.
Yeah, it's a great
be,
thing.
The toast has got to be hot when you put the butter on it.
Yeah.
I almost got freaked out because they brought me some toast the other day. But there was, I couldn't, you know, they put the butter, it's butter to butter, right? It's cut in half. It's two pieces of toast cut in half. But they go, they butter it, and then they go butter to butter, and then put it on the plate. So I'm looking at the dry side of the toast. I was like, oh my God, where's the toast? Where's the butter here? And I realized I picked it up. And
you got to go butter side up. You got to put it down, man.
But it was like four.
Butter,
you know,
in the middle.
But, like it's four, but it's four halves.
No, I get
so you.
You
got butter to butter and then butter to butter.
You
got to
go butter to butter.
But you still want to see them. I mean, it's like, look, man, somebody ordered a sunny side up egg. You don't serve it upside down. Like,
yeah,
no, the yolk's there.
Maybe I should have put the top on up.
What, no, see, I think they did it right. You go butter to butter, then that makes a small warm hole for the butter to stay melty.
You want a game changer for your toast when you're ordering eggs, whatever? Rye bread.
I agree.
I'm telling you, it sounds old man-ish, but it's delicious.
That's the one time I deviate from my white bread diet. Like, when it comes to toast, like, oh, please.
You're having something. I'm a sourdough guy.
Sourdough all the way.
Yeah. I mean, rye is good for a sandwich, but I don't know if I want it for toasty.
It's also good to drink.
Hmm. Yeah.
Have your drink in toast form.
You know, it's very weird. I was at a bar watching some soccer like 3 weeks ago, right? And it was in the morning. And some people in our party just kept ordering toast. Huh. Why don't you get like a omelet or something?
They
I'll
just
have
toast.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was responsible drinking.
Living whatever. On the edge!
Right? And then somebody else showed up. We were like, hey, do you want toast? And he was like, yeah, I'll take an order of toast. And the lady was just kind of like, what are you guys doing?
Right.
Who's ordering toast? I don't even know if they had to know how to charge it. She was just like, I guess it's $2.
Are you eating for free?
Right.
Is that what's happening?
I'll just eat these peanuts.
Right, I'm going to drink all day. Just bring me some toasted bread.
Right. Just bring the loaf.
All right, so this is every state's most important food innovation. Thanks to Miles Montgomery. He hooked me up with this one. There are some interesting things on here. Also, food innovation, they're kind of using a little liberty here. Some of them are booze. Some of them are just something that happened to food. Alaska, for instance, is king crab.
I think it's the state's significant contribution.
Sure. I mean,
right, because I don't know that king crab is that inventive. It's a crab. But like,
it's so good, and you could only get it there.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, you know, like that's their thing. I'm sure
we didn't invent it, but we own it.
They could do salmon. They could do a number of other things.
Yeah, but we do
have
salmon.
But they have the king crab leg.
Do you guys want to guess some foods with the state, or do you want me to give you a state and try to guess
the
food?
Give us the food. I think that'll help easier.
All right. Let's start with Chipotle.
We know. I know that to be
Mexico. No, that'll be something.
Colorado.
Good call.
Mm-hmm. We said this, though, when we went to Denver. Like, Denver was fine, but Denver didn't have, like, anything. Oh, like, if you go to Seattle, you got to have the salmon. Like, if you got to go to Wisconsin, you got to have the butter burger. If you go to Kansas City, you got to have the ribs. You're like, the Denver omelet?
That's all anyone can say. We can get a Denver omelet anywhere.
What do we get here?
But did you get a Denver omelet?
No.
Maybe it's that much better.
Better,
in
yeah.
Maybe you don't know. Like, you eat what you think is a Denver omelet, and then you go to Denver and you go, oh, my God,
this
my whole life has been a lie.
Oh, my God,
this is a real green pepper in here.
It's like eating a New York strip steak, man.
Right, it's such a simple omelet. I'm reaching here. I'm just saying it might
happen. Ham kicks ass.
I've never been.
The Denver omelet, I think, is a great omelet.
What is in the Denver omelet again?
Ham, peppers, onions.
And that thing, that's it.
Cheese?
Yeah,
is there cheddar in there?
Sure, you could cheese it up.
Spinach.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Dude, you're going crazy with the
Shut
spinach.
Shut up with that.
Every Denver omelet I've had has had spinach in it.
You need to go to
Denver. That's not official.
All right. My bad. I guess my omelet game's off.
He's weak with his omelet game.
All right. How about just the burger?
The hamburger?
Yeah.
California. Seems like California has a ton of burger places.
I feel like it'd be somewhere like Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's where McDonald's came from, right?
It's Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Well, all right.
The Library of Congress verifies the claim by Louis Lunch that it was the originator of the hamburger sandwich.
Well, that's a big contributor.
It's a big contribution, but do you feel good if no one knows? Like, you can say, hey, man, I'm from Connecticut. We gave you the hamburger.
But Connecticut doesn't have anything.
That's exactly.
They have a basketball team.
A lot of white people.
Mm-hmm.
Rich ones.
Yeah, they do have that.
Waffle House. You know it's in the South, but you know
Georgia. Georgia.
Oh, yeah, it is Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Nice work. Good call.
It's either going to be Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi,
right.
South Carolina, North Carolina.
Miles after your heart, White Castle.
Is it Illinois?
Wrong.
Ohio.
Wrong. Think flat.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Is it
really?
Kansas?
Yeah, huh. Exactly.
No wonder I've never had White Castle. I've never been to Kansas.
I don't think you're missing much.
Doesn't seem like it.
You know, like, nobody ever goes, like, you got to go to Kansas.
Actually, I met that couple that you say you'll stay in touch with, but you never talk to again.
Oh, of course.
They went to Kansas State. They were graduates
All
of
right.
that.
Well, I'd
like,
go watch
you gotta
Kansas.
You got to calm down, man. We throw it down. I'm like, really?
I'd go watch Kansas or Kansas State play basketball or football. I don't know. Is there a ton else in Kansas?
I don't know. They wear a lot of purple.
Yeah, yeah. How about, who was the first state and the first people to slice bread?
Oh.
So it's got to be a machine.
Pennsylvania, maybe?
Yeah, because
no,
bakers. New York. New York, maybe?
But they'd have a different food.
I'm thinking manufacturing. Illinois.
Say Virginia. Virginia.
Iowa.
Iowa.
they got the pre-sliced bread number?
Yeah. The machine that gave way to all the sliced bread was invented and patented in Davenport, Iowa.
And they're saying that's bigger than corn.
They're our corn buddies, man.
Hmm. See, I never would have guessed that.
I think corn, though.
Nebraska?
No. Here's a weird one. Nebraska, they're most famous for the Reuben sandwich.
What?
Really?
How mm-hmm. do they own the Reuben? It was invented in Nebraska?
They named it after me.
One day after synagogue, we all left, and we ran out of wheat bread.
Let's see. Most people obviously think it's New York.
How could it not be?
Well, because there was a guy in Omaha, and if they can trace it back to Reuben Klualowski.
Sounds like he might be Jewish. I don't know.
A participant in a weekly poker game in a local hotel where he created this sandwich only to see it take off in popularity after the owner put it on the lunch menu.
That is a very unique sandwich.
I love
corned
that.
Beef, sauerkraut, Thousand Island dressing, Swiss cheese on grilled rye bread.
My man.
Frickin' unbelievable.
A lot of flavor going on.
God, I love that.
Yeah.
There is.
That's some bad breath afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Missouri gets credit for burnt ends.
Burnt ends. Oh, right. Man.
People get in fights over that.
What is burnt end? What's that?
It's the crunchy end piece of the barbecue.
Throw it on the grill.
Of a brisket, generally.
Brisket.
Yeah.
So the end pieces end up getting
fattier,
a lot more charred, man.
They're charred. All right. They're chewy and delicious. God, they're good.
You know, a lot of things go crazy in Sin City in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The buffet.
The buffet.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. Right.
This makes sense.
It never existed before Vegas. It did exist before Vegas, but basically they've made it into an art form, so they're just saying they're crediting Vegas with the buffet because they took it to that next level.
I love a seafood buffet.
I got to get in a couple states for sure. New York, pretty simple one.
Pizza?
Buffalo wings.
Come on,
man.
All right. Didn't even think about that. It's like New York City.
Right, like Pennsylvania's the cheesesteak. Let's see, Jelly. South Carolina's boiled peanuts.
Yeah. All right.
You know anybody from South Carolina? They love boiled peanuts. By
you
the
eat
way,
the shell.
I was going to say, you eat the whole shell. I love them myself.
Do they boil them in water or is it in some sort of oil?
I don't know.
You know what, Ben?
We have a buddy who makes them locally, and I don't know how he makes them. I think he's.
I've never had them.
They are boiled, for sure. But they're like soft and kind of chewy, and then they salt them right afterwards.
All right.
But. I don't know. It's one of those things. To me, it's kind of like the stuff they have in the Pennsylvania, D.C., Maryland, Delaware area called scrapple, which are like different parts of the pig.
Mycock.
They are boiled in salt water.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
So boiled peanuts, I think, is kind of like one of those local things where it's like, if you like them, you really like them.
You love them.
If not, you're just like, I don't get it.
Because when you go to Georgia, they're all dry roasted.
I'd try.
Probably.
I got to guess Maryland is what? Either the crab or the crab cake.
Maryland's crab cake.
Right.
Nothing like it. State of Washington, I'm sorry, but they say Starbucks.
It should be.
Yeah.
Well, it absolutely should be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it ain't gooey ducks.
No, well, that's the thing, too. Like, even they say here, like, nowadays, it might be cliche or whatever to be like, yeah, I go to Starbucks. But it's like, really, without Starbucks, everybody in the country wouldn't care so much about their coffee.
It's true. Yep.
You know what I mean?
No, it's like the microbrew of the coffee world.
Speaking of which, Massachusetts, Dunkin' Donuts.
Nice. All right. They deserve it. They do the same thing on the East Coast.
Miles, this won't shock you. Your home state of West Virginia. Pepperoni roll, which you've said for years. You have said that for years. D.C., you have the Half Smoke, of course, made famous by Ben's Chili Bowl down there. And then just today, because of all the racial stuff we're talking about with food, Alabama's food, white barbecue sauce.
Mm. What, vinegar-based? Like clear? Is that what it is? White barbecue sauce.
I don't know. It just says it's different.
Sweet baby Ray's.
Sorry, I don't know, man. I've had barbecue in Alabama, and it was fantastic. I don't know what the hell they did on it.
Was it a white sauce?
It was just barbecue without sauce. You went to the table, and then you, all right, Mycock.
White barbecue sauce is mayonnaise-based.
Mayonnaise and some good ribs.
Made tangy with the addition of vinegar, horseradish, and mustard.
Ooh. Oh, I'm in.
Thank you, Chef Ted. We appreciate it. Have we made it to drinking time?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.